Thanks for joining us on the JX. We'll start with firefighting. Thanks to the lingering winter, the need for wildland firefighters may be pushed back a bit in time, but in our dry region, we know we'll need them sometime. So now's a good time to get them hired and trained. The National Park Service and the Yurok Tribe of Northern California recently announced a joint project to recruit and train 4 women firefighters, indigenous women firefighters. They'll be trained by the Yurok Tribal Fire Department, where Rod Mendes is the chief and our guest on The Exchange. Rod, welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you.
Talk about your department first and what you're responsible for protecting.
The Yurok Fire Department is an agency within the Yurok Tribe. We're under cooperative agreement with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and other agencies where we respond to any area where their state, local government, federal agencies respond to wildland fires. We also take on other types of work in the firefighting arena. The fire department is building its capacity and moving forward with becoming an all-risk organization here in the near future.
What does that mean, an all-risk organization?
Well, we would staff engines just like city fire departments, you know, where you see them going to medical calls and hazmat calls and those kinds of responses. And we're moving into that arena. I think right now we pretty much do a lot of community service right now. We do a lot of wildland fire. We do structure fires and things like that. But the fire department wants to enhance its response capability, and that's just done through organizational growth over a few years.
And you do have a standing relationship with the National Park Service, is that right?
Right. We have the National Park Service. We actually are the Yurok Reservation ancestral territory is part of that is on Redwood National Park. So we have a really good working relationship with the National Park System. I think that's what prompted this relationship, this partnership for the Women in Fire program.
So the Women in Fire program already existed in the National Park Service. Now it is coming to the Yurok Fire Department?
Yeah, it existed already. I think the National Park System started up their Women in Fire program around 2021. And it was kind of a pilot program. They started out with Yosemite National Park, and I think with the Grand Teton, where they had all women crews, about 6 people each, that were trained and developed into firefighters so that they could have opportunities for a career in fire. They also started out with the California Conservation Corps, partnering with them. So the Yurok Tribe is the first Native American tribe that we know of in California, not sure, maybe even nationally, to enter into an agreement and a partnership with the National Park System to develop a Women in Fire program with Native American tribes.
Is it a multi-year project, a one-year pilot? What's the status of the program?
The intent is to be a multi-year program. Yes, it is a pilot with us because they've never entered into an agreement and worked this closely with the tribe before in terms of fire. In this program, Women in Fire program. We work with the National Park System in fire all the time normally, since they're a federal agency and then we're considered a federal agency under agreement with the federal government. So we do work with them. We do fight fire with them. This is the first time that we've entered into this type of agreement where we're going to establish a Women in Fire program between the tribe and the National Park System.
And Chief,
so it's pretty historical.
That is historic, and congratulations on that. And do you have any or many women in the department already?
Right now we have 1 female firefighter. Our intent, our hope is to hire more. We do like diversity. You know, the tribe is a tribe that is built on fire. So culturally, women in the tribe and Native American women across the nation hold fire, and they are part of the putting fire back into the ecosystem. So this is a good fit for the tribe.
That's a good way to put it, though. I mean, the fact is that fire is just such a huge part of Yurok history, culture, and so many systems.
It is. The for us to be able to do this with the park is a really good opportunity for us. You know, we already have folks that culturally put fire on the ground already, but they're folks that are within the tribal communities. We work closely with them as well, and this is an opportunity to be able to bring, Native American women into the fire department, more of them, and then give them an opportunity to develop a career. So I think it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Our Chief Rod Mendes is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the chief of the Yurok Tribal Fire Department, as we talk about the Women in Fire program and an agreement between the National Park Service Women in Fire program and the Yurok Tribal Fire Department to train four women indigenous firefighters. You can join us on the exchange with your thoughts. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So the trainees do have to be women. Do they have to be Yurok, too?
We're looking for Native women. Obviously, the Yurok tribe would like to bring on board its Yurok citizens, but depending on the applicant pool that we get out of this, we'll make the determining factor in who we actually hire. So we don't have anybody that's targeted right now. The announcement for the job is open. Native American women can apply, and we'll go through a process of screening and deciding on who meets the criteria for the tribe.
And how long will the four women selected go through their training?
So what we do is we'll bring them on board, and then we'll put them through wildland fire training, which is basically a school that we put them through to, it runs about a week for that basic beginning school. It's about a week, and then they learn about fire weather, they learn about firefighting. We put them through additional training like wildland fire saws, portable pumps, working with engines, working with crews. They'll learn about aviation. There's a myriad of things that we will put them through, so that when they leave here at the end of this fire season, and this is for one season, so we're hiring them for this year, and at the end of this year, the result would be that they'll be fully qualified, highly trained, and very competitive for jobs in the federal, local, or state government firefighting agencies.
All right, so qualified but not guaranteed a job.
Qualified but not guaranteed for us, because, and then depending on how things work for us, if this program is going to be reciprocal and we're going to do it every year, we have to bring folks on, get them trained, and then work closely with the National Park Service. And we also have other partners like the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Indian Affairs to try to help our folks that we bring on work to get jobs in the federal service. And we also partner with CAL FIRE, so there's opportunity for them to get jobs after Yurok.
Mm. I noticed that each woman will emerge with a Firefighter 2 credential. I mean, give the context. Is there like 1 through 10, or is that just 1 of 3, or what?
Firefighter 2s are in the wildland arena, are basically the beginning firefighter. That's where you start your career as a Firefighter 2. Mm-hmm. Then you'll work your way up to being a journey-level firefighter, which is a Firefighter 1, and then it goes from there into a myriad of different jobs, whether you're a single resource like a crew boss or an engine boss, which would be an engine captain. There's aviation opportunities that are out there. There's work in heavy equipment. There's all kinds of different arenas that they could venture into once they get that basic Firefighter 2 qualification.
Mm-hmm. But when you describe all the things that get learned, it sounds like a lot to cram into somebody's head in a short amount of time, head and body for that matter.
Well, we'll be here all season. There's a lot of work to be done. For the most part, our job is to get them trained, get them that Firefighter 2 qualification. The additional stuff that we want to put them through, like training exchange, prescribed fire operations, the women's treks, which is women in training exchange, get them into that. We'll work with them culturally to get them tied into our folks that that do fire culturally, burning. We do too. We engage fire culturally. That's our motto. But also to be able to not only have them as qualified Firefighter 2s, but also to have them understand the importance of understanding why fire is something that is necessary for tribes.
Chief Rod Mendes, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the chief of the Yurok Tribal Fire Department. We're talking about a program with the National Park Service, Women in Fire, to hire four women indigenous firefighters to be trained by the Yurok Tribal Fire Department. You have any questions or comments, join us on the exchange by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's talk a little more about the cultural burns part of the work. Given the time of year that this training will be going on, will there be much opportunity to learn that?
There will be working with some of the folks that understand fire on a cultural level, including the firefighters that work here. Everybody in the fire department is Native American. So, most of the folks, 97% of them have families that work, that live here on the reservation, that completely understand the importance of fire culturally. Bringing them in and getting them trained, and then every fall, they usually have training exchange opportunities, not only on the reservation, but outside the reservation with other tribes, where they will go and they'll learn prescribed fire, hazardous fuels reduction, the importance of reducing fuel, the importance of maintaining the landscape used in fire. That's some of the opportunities that they'll get.
You mentioned the women's treks and the training exchanges, all the trekses. I can't seem to turn around without running into that acronym. Those things have really grown big in the last few years, it seems like.
They have. You know, that's an initiative. They have the Nature Conservancy. That's kind of their initiative. Also, we have the Indigenous Peoples Burning Network. We've got a lot of other organizations that focus on this training exchange and for tribes. It's bringing people in, not only getting opportunities to learn how to do prescribed fire, or how to burn or reduce hazardous fuels, you know, be trained for that and understand it, but also help develop some of the cultural awareness that people need to understand in terms of why tribes need put fire on the landscape, why we need fire on the landscape.
Which is, you know, it's cultural and it's science. There's cultural. Just a whole bunch of things wrapped up in there, aren't there?
There are. You know, it is a cultural thing. And you know, Indigenous people have been burning for forever. And the reason is that for all the things that folks wanted to do burning now, where we want to do hazardous fuels reduction, but it's reducing fuels, enhancing growth of Indigenous foods, cleaning areas so that, you know, the landscape is more, you'll be able to actually look across the landscape and see, you know, enhanced growth of trees, enhanced growth of acorns, just all kinds of things to protect your families, you know, from, you know, before we had a civilization, as we look at it now, Western civilization, Native people lived on the landscape, and one of the things that they did was protect themselves, and that is from predators or insects and things like that, so they used fire a lot. And since around 1910, we've omitted fire from the landscape. So as you can see, this push to get fire back in the landscape is really important because we're losing a lot of communities and doing a lot of damage with catastrophic fire. And if they would just have followed all along the process that Native people used, I think we'd be in better shape nationally right now.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, all the talk of like, well, we need to do more controlled burns. It's like, uh-huh. Yeah, this is something that was talked about a long time ago.
Well, we did that. You know, tribes did that, and that was stopped. And so now we're in a situation where we have large amounts of hazardous fuels that we need to reduce, a lot of overgrowth, and, you know, fire's been emitted from the landscape for over a century. I mean, the things we're doing now on Yurok with cultural burning, things like that, you know, a few years ago, folks would have gotten arrested and went to jail for it. So things are changing in a good way.
They
and
really
hopefully
are.
Continue.
Yeah. Chief, you've trained a lot of firefighters. What are the same things that make, some of the things that make for a person who stick out in the training and get good at the work?
Well, I think it's just somebody that has that drive that wants to do better all the time. Somebody that wants to do a good job. It's not something that they do once in a while. It's something that they do all the time. Their personalities, you know. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen to firefighters. It's the ability to fight fire, sure, you know, pulling hose and things like that, but there's interpersonal skills that need to be developed so you can work along with other people. There's techniques that you need to develop to learn how to fight fire better. It's not just putting, you know, water on the flames. There's a lot of other things that take place out there on the fire line. So hopefully, you know, you look at people that have that skill set, and everybody brings something to the table. I mean, some firefighters are really good at running chainsaws. Some firefighters are really good at doing other things. So you look at that group of individuals that creates that diversity within your organization, and you key in on the strengths of those people, and you enhance those strengths, and then you try to build on some of the things that they need to improve on that would make them even a better firefighter. So, you know, it's a process. It's not something that takes, you know, can happen immediately. It takes a while. And folks like me that do a lot of training and focus on a lot of folks' skill sets. You know, I look for those kinds of qualities. There's leadership qualities you look for. You know, who's going to be the leader? What kind of personalities do they portray out there on the fire line and in the organization? So it's kind of a, you know, it's a mix of people, and that diversity is what brings brings it all together. So not everybody brings the same thing to the table, which is good. And you build on those strengths that they bring to you.
Well, we will see what happens with the hiring of four Indigenous women for the Women in Fire program attached to the Yurok Tribal Fire Department for training for this summer under the tutelage of Fire Chief Rod Mendes. Rod, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you for your time.
You bet.
Appreciate it.